Well, many, many things happened. From this was 56, and then 57, and 58, 59, 60, till right up to 69, I saw Baba. The last meeting with Baba was on 13th of October, 68. Baba had called us. Thank you very much. Thank you. Baba had called about 30 workers from all over India, and we were planning out details about the big darshan program that was to be held in 69. And I remember as soon as I entered the hall, that is the Mandali hall at Mirzad, the first thing that Baba asked me was, how do I look? I said, Baba, you look perfect. And I never in my wildest of dreams thought that Baba would drop his body within 2.5 months after that. It never, 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 I couldn't, even if somebody had told me, I would never have believed then. Baba looked so radiant and so lovely that day. And then we had this meeting for 2 hours. I was writing down the notes as usual. And for 2 hours we discussed how the Westerners would be accommodated and all the details about all this. And then 3 o'clock Baba says, go. He says, no embracing. We never got an embrace. And somebody suggested that, Baba, I brought a cassette. Can I play a Qawwali? A Qawwali is a spiritual song also. Baba says, I'm not in any mood for that. And we just said bye to Baba and we left and never imagined that Baba would drop his body. And then we got the news on the radio that Baba dropped his body, went there, and all the details about the 7 days I've written in that book called The Last Sowas. I think you all have got it or might have read it. Well, this was our contact with Baba. Very, very intimate contact with Baba all through. But I would definitely like to tell you a couple of more stories about Baba's love, because his love was something that kept us to him. It was extremely difficult to obey Baba. Not always could we obey Baba, but it was always that his love that kept us. And would you like to hear some stories about that before we talk about his silence? Because the silence subject is an intellectual subject. And I'm sure you would like to hear something about how different people came to Baba and his love. Did I tell you the story? Sandra, did I tell you about the lawyer from Andhra who came with a jackfruit yesterday? Did I say that? Because I don't want to say any repeats. I've changed the whole subject because you were there yesterday. But you, I didn't say that about the jackfruit. No, I think I told Wendy about it. Is that right? Yes, she knows about it. Anyway, this is a very, very touching story. Baba was going to give darshan in St. Meera school at Pune. And there, he was invited by a saint called Sadhu Vaswani. You see, there are so many saints in India. They have their own ashrams, they have their own devotees. But internally, they know Baba's status as being the highest of the high. You and I might have faith in Baba, that we accept Baba with love and faith that he is God in human form, but we cannot experience that. You see, there are three types of conviction. One, by love and faith, that we have conviction that Baba is God. That's the conviction that I have. I don't know about you, you might be experiencing some higher types of conviction, but at least as far as I am concerned, is this. It's love and faith. But there are two other types of convictions also. The man who comes on the sixth plane, he feels that he sees Baba as God. And therefore, it is the feeling of seeing God. And that is another conviction. The second conviction. The feeling of seeing God as Baba. And there is the third conviction where he comes on the seventh plane and he becomes one with Baba and knows that he has become one with God himself. So that is the final conviction. I remember once Baba was talking on some subject called Noor. I don't want to describe what that means. N-O-O-R, it's Noor. In one of my articles, you'll see it in the Awakener about this. But anyway, when Baba was describing this, he says, you could never understand what this means until it's something like a man who has never had alcohol before. Suppose a man has never had alcohol and he doesn't know what intoxication means. He can read books and books about intoxication, but he'd never know the real meaning of intoxication until he drinks alcohol and gets intoxicated. Only then he would experience what intoxication is. So the man who gets the conviction on the seventh plane is the one who becomes one with God, and only then he can know that Baba is God. So there are three types of convictions about Baba being God. Where was I? Well, how did we get onto this subject? I was talking about this man. So these sadhus and these saints in India, many of them accept Baba. Many of them would correspond with Baba, all on the quiet, because they had their own devotees and they wouldn't want to expose themselves that they were taking advice from Baba. I have seen some of these saints coming to Baba, all on the quiet, absolutely on the quiet, asking for advice from Baba, because they would know they are spiritually advanced souls. Well, anyway, this sadhu Vaswani, he accepted Baba as the avatar and he openly proclaimed it. That was his greatness. And when he invited Baba to give darshan at his ashram, Baba willingly went. Now, this was a public darshan in Pune at St. Meera School. All over India, the news went around that Baba is going to give darshan. So, a family, Mr. R and his family from south of India, the wife, children, everybody came right from Andhra Pradesh, you know, and came up to Pune. And they brought along with them a big jackfruit. I'm sure most of you don't know what a jackfruit is. Well, you got to come to India to see what it is. It's a huge big fruit like that. And they brought this to give it to Baba. And they had heard about Baba, they had read about Baba, they were lovers of Baba, but they had never had a chance to see Baba. So this was their only chance when they heard that Baba was giving darshan. They came right from Andhra to Pune. Well, they arrived in the morning and they dressed up and they went to the school. When they went to the school, the darshan program was from 9 to 12. And there were thousands of people over there. And they said, gosh, where are we going to see Baba here in these thousands? They got into the queue. And they were way away on the road, you know. These queues can extend for miles and miles. So they got into the queue and they were not sure whether they'd be able to see Baba. And in the hot sun they were sweating away, you know, and carrying that fruit on their shoulders, a very heavy fruit. And they were waiting and slowly, slowly they were going towards the school. It was 12 o'clock and it was announced that Baba was leaving. And they were shocked. They had come all the way spending so much money. The whole family had come and they had not seen Baba. And then they saw Baba's car go away. But they couldn't see Baba even from a distance because there were so many crowds surrounding the car that they couldn't see Baba. And they began to cry over there and didn't know what to do. And they knew that Baba was leaving that school and going straight away to Ahmednagar. So, well, there was no chance of seeing him again in Pune at any other place. So all the children, the wife, this gentleman, all were crying and came away to the Pune station. And they sat down there on a bench and began to cry. And because, you know, when somebody comes with great love for Baba and Baba doesn't even see them, it's just heartbreaking. Well, they sat there and waiting for another train, they were crying there. Suddenly another man from Andhra Pradesh comes there, he was a doctor. And he comes there and says, oh, why are you crying? He says, well, we came from all, he didn't know these people, but because they were from Andhra, therefore, the doctor said, didn't you get a chance? They said, we stood in the queue and we never got a chance to see Baba. He said, but why didn't you come to me? So he said, we didn't know you. How would we know you? This doctor was a great, actually, the backbone of whole of Andhra Pradesh. He started this Baba love, spreading Baba's love in Andhra Pradesh. He was the backbone of the whole thing. So, well, he said, well, don't cry. There's only one chance. Take it quick. Take a taxi and go. Baba is going from St. Maria's school to a place called Mr. Sakre, his house. And he's going to be there for some time and then go to Ahmednagar. So take a chance. You might see him there. So there was a little ray of hope in their hearts. They got into a taxi and they went to the address that was given by the doctor. When they reached there, Mr. Sakre and his wife, Mrs. Sakre, that is Mona and Mr. Sakre, they were both waiting. Baba had not yet arrived over there. So when they arrived in a taxi, Mr. and Mrs. Sakre were wondering, who are these people? I said, how are you here? So they said, well, we missed Baba over there, and so we've come here. We heard Baba is going to come here. He says, I'm extremely sorry. I have Baba's orders that there should be no one accepting us over here when he comes. So I really cannot allow you to stay here. Well, that broke their hearts completely. And they thought now there is no chance at all. And they began to cry again. Seeing these people cry like that, Mr. and Mrs. Sakre said, well, their hearts melted. And they said, well, what can we do? This is Baba's order. And then they thought of a solution, you know. They had a motor garage at the back of their bungalow. And they said, well, the only thing that we can do is, we'll lock you up in that garage. And if Baba calls you, only then I will call you. Otherwise, I will not call you. Because it's Baba orders not to keep any Baba lovers in the bungalow, so I keep you in the garage there. So they said, well, lock us up. So he is a lawyer, you know, a big lawyer, an advocate, you know. And he got himself locked up with that family in that garage there. And soon they heard noises and people talking, and they knew that Baba had arrived. Well, Baba arrived in that house, and he went around, and Mr. Sakre was going to give dinner to all the Baba lovers of Pune that day, about 45 of them. So he had been doing a lot of cooking over there, and so Baba went into the kitchen and picked up every vessel and saw what was being cooked and all that. And then, you see, Baba had a knack about himself. He would, knowing everything, he would never say that he knows it. He would always make the person say it. So he says, Sakre, Mona, in this big house you're staying all alone? So they say, yes, Baba. You mean there's no one in this house anywhere around here? No one staying here at this now? He had to say, yes, Baba, there is somebody here just now. But who is that somebody? I don't see that somebody here. Baba, I've locked him up in the garage, he says. So your order is not to keep anyone. So he said, who are they? And then he called them. You see, he made Mr. Sakre talk about it. Baba would, knowing everything, he would never say that he knows the thing, you know. He'd beat around the bush in such a way that you would have to say that thing for him. So, well, these people were taken out from there, and they came to Baba. And you can imagine the joy that they had, because they had given up all hopes, of course. And they sat with Baba, and they cried, and they bowed down to Baba, and gave that jackfruit to Baba. And Baba sat with them for one full hour. So, where there is love, really, Baba just brings you from wherever it is, you know. Well, there are other many, many people who came to Baba in very miraculous ways also. And, oh, there's so many stories. Did I tell you the story of Nelms yesterday? I think I told you about that. About that English boy. Well, I don't want to repeat that. Tell you one more before we get on to silence. Most of these stories you people know, you know.